When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Discover. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. That means no waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Kai Ryssdal.
Time now for a little bit of Freakonomics Radio, that moment in the broadcast every couple of weeks where we talk to Stephen Dubner, the co-author of the books and the blog of the same name. It's the hidden side of everything. This week, in the spirit of the season, Dubner weaves a tale of charitable giving as only Freakonomics can do it.
Today we begin in Australia with the story of Dick Smith.
You're my favorite Dick Smith Electronics.
This Christmas, there
Dick Smith made a lot of money with his chain of electronics stores. Now, he says, he gives 20% of his income to charity. He says Australians don't give nearly enough, so he started a campaign to convince them to give more.
Now, I've written to Rupert. I know him.
That's Rupert Murdoch he's talking about.
And he sort of made out to me that he does give some money away, but it's done confidentially. But talking to his staff, Rupert Murdoch's staff, they say, no, Dick, there is not a generous bone in his body.
Smith continued with the gentle approach, hoping a bit of quiet persuasion would make Australians open their wallets like the rich Americans you hear about so often.
But I've not succeeded. I've completely failed. So now I'm going publicly and outing these people and at least embarrassing them, hoping that one will break ranks and fulfill obligations of putting something back into society.
As you can imagine, this shame game didn't sit so well with everyone. There have been articles.
The article that I believe you're referring to was, is Dick Smith just a d-head?
Writer Matthew Beachy thinks this is a bad idea.
I think he's stirring the pot a bit.
It's too soon to say how well Smith's shaming routine will work, but it made me wonder. When it comes to charitable giving, what does work? I asked someone who knows.
I'm John List, and I'm a professor at the University of Chicago, and I focus on the economics of charity.
All right, so let's say you're trying to raise money for, I don't know, a public radio station.
Please help us continue to bring you the news and information from around the world that you value. Contribute today, and thanks.
John List discovered that a good way to start raising money is by telling people that you've put some of your own money in the pot already. You know, seed money.
So what we found is that the more seed money that you had not only induced more people to give, but those people actually gave more money.
All right, so seed money works. What about the old matching gift trick?
What the experts will tell you is that the larger the match is, the more effective or the more dollars you will raise. And that's just flat out false.
What List found is that a 1-to-1 match does work well, but increasing the match to 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 doesn't do any additional good. But here's something that is worthwhile. Raffles. If you're serious about raising money, offer people a prize.
And just by doing that, you end up increasing gifts by as much as 100%.
And here's my favorite. It's called the once and done. It lets you opt out.
It's giving the control of the relationship to the solicitee.
Here's how it works. Since charities know it's annoying to constantly get solicitations in the mail, they give you a choice. If you send in some money today and then check a box opting out, we'll never bother you again.
Given the once and done proposition, they not only give more money in that particular fundraising drive, but they do not check the box. And in future months, they end up giving more money than people who never received the once-and-done proposition.
Since John List seems to know all the charity tricks that work, I asked him about Dick Smith, the Australian electronics mogul, and his shaming idea. You think that is a good strategy for fundraising, or is Dick Smith, just as one Australian columnist put it, just a d-head?
Well, I think the strategy is probably good in the short run, but I wonder in the long run if those millionaires or billionaires might flee the continent and seek refuge elsewhere, and then you have a short-run gain but a long-run loss.
I'm Stephen Dubner for Marketplace.
Freakonomics Radio is the website. Dubner's back in a couple of weeks.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from BreezeLine. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at BreezeLine.com.
Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Cars.com. Have you heard about the Your Garage feature on Cars.com? Here's how it works. You add your car to your garage to track its market value and cash in when the time is right to sell. Track both your car's historical and projected value. When it's time to sell, easily secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with Your Garage on Cars.com.
Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a room of rejected mascot memorabilia. Is it real? No one knows. But we do know NJM is proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. NJM.